The seizure of a ship in the waters off Somalia is not that uncommon. There have been 24 attacks this year by pirates attempting to raise money from demanding ransom for the vessels. But the cargo of the MV Fina seized last Thursday is causing additional concern, and American warships and helicopters have been circling the ship, trying to make sure that the tanks and small arms on board do not fall into the wrong hands. John Dennis heard more on the situation from The Guardian's Zan Rice in Nairobi.
It came from the Ukraine. It was headed towards Kenya, and it was carrying military hardware, predominantly 33 Soviet-era T-72 combat tanks, as well as small armaments like rocket-propelled grenades and ammunition. Shortly before it reached Mombasa, it was still in Somali waters. It was taken by pirates on Thursday night.
And do we know what happened to it?
Well, we know three small boats approached it, effectively took the crew hostage, and are now holding the boat somewhere along Somalia's eastern coast, roughly about halfway up the country. And various international warships are tracking it, including one from the United States. But at the moment, it's still being held by the pirates, and they're asking for a $20 million ransom before the crew and cargo are released.
Armed gangs have captured 30-odd ships in that part of the world this year. These are some of the most dangerous waters in the world, aren't they?
Well, they are the most dangerous this year by volume of attacks. If you look at the way the pirates are armed, there's nowhere else in the world where this sort of thing happens. They're extremely prolific. I mean, there's been 30 ships seized, probably twice as many attempted attacks, and they've netted probably tens of millions of dollars in ransoms. I mean, ship owners invariably pay up to get the boat released.
It's particularly worrying, though, Zan, because of its cargo and, you know, intense conflict going on the land in Somalia. You know, the thought of these all this military equipment floating about, not knowing where it's going to end up.
Well, indeed. I mean, traditionally, the pirates have shown little interest in cargo, no matter how valuable it is. I mean, they assess what the cargo is worth, and they factor that into the ransom demand. But they don't traditionally offload it and try and get rid of it. But as you say, the cargo of this ship sort of changes the dynamic. There's no doubt that they'll have little value for the tanks, whichever the warring parties in Somalia. They're too heavy, they need instruction, etc. But the small arms certainly are a big worry, and there are already reports, unconfirmed, and I stress unconfirmed, that boats have been seen leaving the MV Fina with some of the cargo. So, yeah, that is a worry.
And the pirates aren't making life easier for international agencies attempting to alleviate the humanitarian crisis in Somalia.
Well, that's right. I mean, they don't seem to mind who's charged with the boat, what they've got on the boat. I mean, they've captured yachts before. It's just if the pirates can make money from a ransom, they'll take whatever they can. And traditionally, the easiest way of getting food aid, in particular, into Somalia is by sea. And generally, ships come from Mombasa and occasionally further south in South Africa. But now the charter companies won't send food aid up to the port of Mogadishu because numerous ships have already been captured by pirates in the past and they've had to pay out large sums. So now the only way the World Food Programme can send food up to Somalia is if they get an international navy to escort them. And at the moment, the Canadians are doing that job.